Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom bomb.
Let's see how many mom bombs get dropped on the 5 o'clock mom bomb. Welcoming to the show, ladies and gentlemen, it is Mama Kush. What's up, Mama Kush?
Hello, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you. How many times have you spoken to Seth since our last conversation?
Zero.
That's a mom bomb.
I don't think that's true. I talked to my mom about picking up her dog when she was in Chicago.
Okay, first of all, that was about 10 days ago.
She's
you
right.
Have not called me since this whole thing started. We have not talked on the phone.
Well, Mom.
I figured it'd be better radio if we didn't communicate off the air, and we only communicated on the air.
The whole idea that I sent that to Drew was that maybe you would communicate a little bit more with Dad and I. Mm. Now you're not communicating with us at all.
Well, this is a very welcoming environment. I'm surprised I'm not communicating more with the love and warmth that you show me on this segment.
Ooh, Mamba!
Honey, I love you very much. I don't even know what's going on in your life.
Yeah, you do. I sent you a text message this weekend.
Oh, yeah, you were in Detroit.
Detroit?
No, I had Phoebe take a picture of me in St. Pete, and I just said, hey, I'm in Detroit, and nobody bought it. And my mom didn't even care. She barely wrote me back. Both my brothers did, though. It's a mom bomb.
I knew you weren't in Detroit.
That's true. Have you seen his new kick-ass table that he got?
No. I'm never invited over.
This is a table to end all tables. This thing. Oh, by the way, mom bomb. This is a table to end all tables. His friend made him a table that looked like it should cost about $15,000. How much did he charge you for it?
$250.
This is an amazing table.
Oh, okay. So you saw the table?
It is an amazing table, Mama Kush.
Okay. I told Brett last night I don't think Seth would know if we were dead or alive.
Mom bomb. A lot of mom bombs being dropped.
Yeah, man. It is. It's getting real.
Sure is. So what's new with you, Seth, that you want to share with your mom besides the table?
I'm doing some writing for BuckSplits.com. Justin Pulowski, the commish. I guess he hired me, even though no money's exchanged hands, and I will be doing at least 3 articles a week on BuckSplits.com. My second one's going to be about Miko Grimes. My first one is about the Bucks confirming trade rumors that they're looking into dealing Mike Glennon. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's terrific that you're using your writing skills.
She didn't even sound like she meant that.
Oh, she doesn't.
So, Mama.
No, I think it's terrific.
Mama Kush, what's new with you and Papa Kush that you need to share with Seth that he's been missing out by not talking to you every day?
Oh, well, maybe he should know that in 2 weeks his dad is having surgery.
Mom, Bob.
What kind of surgery? On his other hip?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He'll be fine. He was out of the hospital in no time with that last time with the hip.
Yeah. I know. I just thought maybe you'd want to know.
Mom, Bob.
This is going to be a very short-lived segment. So stupid.
What else is going on in your life that he should know about that he's missing out by not talking to you every day, Mama Kush?
Let's see. I think that's about it. Just the surgery and, you know, nothing too much is going on, really.
All right. What about the now you guys just got back off vacation. Did you go, where did you go again, Chicago?
We did. We went to Chicago. We had a grand old time.
That's good. Very good. Got to catch up with some of the other Kushners there.
We did, and got to see some of my friends and ate our way through the city and had a very nice time. Seth and Phoebe were so kind to pick up our dog for us while we were away.
All right. No, no mishaps involving the dog like last time when you left the dog in the hands of the cleaning lady?
No, the dog did very well.
And did you thank your son profusely for taking such great care of little Maisie?
Don't get that mixed up with picking her up and bringing her here and dropping her off.
I think that was a mom bomb.
No. He didn't watch her. He just picked her up on the day we came home. So she'd be here when we got home.
Ah. Well, it must have been nice to walk in the home and see the lovely dog just sitting there.
And Phoebe did it, which I was very happy for because she was on her way to work. So it was great.
Oh, that's good.
What did your mom say last time that we did this, Drew?
My mom didn't want me to throw her under the bus, but she texted me and asked if this was real or if you acted, if you were just acting like you didn't like your son very much or something to that effect.
Oh, me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love Seth very much.
Oh, man.
Seth, you want to tell your mom that you love her back?
I love you, Mom.
What's wrong, honey?
Mom, you come on to the Mom Bomb each week and you don't get off me until I'm just bloody on the ground. Like, you just punch me over and over and over again. You make it seem like I'm the most disgusting person and the worst son on the face of the earth.
Mom Bomb!
Honey, okay. Was that for a Mom Bomb or was that for real?
That was for real.
Okay. No, not you.
I know. I was answering for him. That was definitely for real.
No, yeah, I'm being serious.
Okay, first of all, honey, the whole idea was that I really thought that maybe you would want to, talk to, calm us and see how we're doing. And instead it turned into a radio thing.
Okay, well, I sent you a text message this weekend and you didn't say anything.
You did?
Yeah. You sent a text message confirming Passover. I said, great. There was nothing after that. I said, hey, will you come on the show today? Sure. That was all. There's nothing that leads me to needing to have more of a conversation with you.
Wow. Because you never really seem like you want to talk to Dad and I.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Okay, well, we're your parents, honey. One day we're not going to be here.
I've heard that before.
There it is. That we're not going to be here forever, Mom Bomb. That's the atomic bomb of Mom Bombs. Thank you. It is now scorched earth. We appreciate it, Mama Kush. Thank you for joining us on this very uncomfortable Mom Bomb. Always great to hear from you, and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon. And happy Passover.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. There's the last one.
Is that the final Mom Bomb with Mama Kush?
I think so.
Man. Once they drop that we're not going to be here forever anymore thing, that is so weird because the Mom Bomb has actually brought me and my mom a little bit closer together. I find myself like reaching out to her more and talking to her more. And I'm going over there this Sunday for an Easter dinner, even though they're not Catholic at all. And the Mom Bomb actually, I think, has widened the gap between you and your mom.
Well, you've been here before when I've done stuff with my mom on the radio, and it gets very real.
It does. A little too real.
Like real raw.
Yeah. Conversations with with Seth's mom sometimes lead to people getting blocked on Facebook, people getting cut out of her life.
Yeah, I mean, my mom hasn't seen my new table because she has my wife blocked on Facebook, so that's why she hasn't seen the picture. She acts like I'm inviting everybody over to my house to see the table. No, my wife posted on Facebook, but you have her blocked, so that's why you can't see it.
It is a nice table.
Beautiful table.
I love it.
Every arsenal. Look at Nikki. Nikki, you can't believe that he just busted out with that one.
No, but the chairs are really nice, too.
You got chairs for it already?
I didn't see the chairs.
I didn't either. Where'd you get chairs from?
I don't know, man. All right, let's... You guys can handle the show the rest of the way. I mean, I got to get out of here.
1 This is the Drew Garabo live hidden track of the day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
You sent me some prep last night or this morning. I can't remember when. And you said you really enjoy talking to pizza men and ladies on the air. Why is that?
I don't know. I think they're a vastly underappreciated subculture. It's a job I've never really done before. And there are a lot of people doing it while we're on the air right now. 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I did it for about 2 weeks in college. It was a good job.
Yeah, and they're putting their life on the line, by the way. With all the holdups out there,
definitely.
You go and deliver into one of the red-zoned or black-zoned or blacklisted areas, you're taking your life and your pizza in your own hands.
Well, they usually don't deliver there.
That's true. That's why they're black zones, I guess, or red zones, or whatever they call it. But I'm always interested in talking to these people because they have stories to share. And their jobs are now in danger because of something called Drew. Not Garabo, but the DRU, Domino's Robotic Unit, a self-driving pizza delivery drone that can hit speeds of 12 miles per hour.
Oh, boy.
And has sensors so it doesn't run into obstacles.
When's the next version coming out that cracks 15 miles an hour?
Well, this is just in the experimental phase right now, and they're rolling it out in Australia, where things are weirder to begin with. So it can go 12 miles on a single charge. It has a built-in oven to make sure your pizza stays warm.
I like that.
For the entire trip. It will only open if you put in a unique code that is sent to your smartphone after you place the order.
I like that even more.
Ensuring that you and only you can get your pizza.
What if you just capture the robot?
Well, you can't open it up.
You can just pick up the whole robot, can't you?
Well, yeah, but you can't get the inside look at him. You got to shake him and shake him.
I'm going to get a robot and a pizza. It's very easy.
You can't do anything with the robot, though, and you can't even get the pizza out of his oven.
I'll take a selfie with him. I'll go viral.
So I want to know from you pizza soldiers out there what you can do that the DRU cannot do.
Oh, okay.
Like, why do we need you? Because I'm all about you keeping your job, but I want to know what you can do that this pizza robot cannot do.
Everything else is going automation.
Sure.
Might as well, you know.
I had a meal in the JFK airport where after you got seated, you don't see another server until they bring you your food. It's an iPad in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You order. You then swipe to pay. Chef cooks up your food. Boom. Somebody brings it right to your table. No servers. This is the future.
So you can't get bad service.
No, you can't. James, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
James, a genuine pizza soldier, I can tell in his voice. How long you been slinging pie?
About 2 years now, man.
You like it?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's good money. Wear and tear on the car. I'm actually about to replace a starter in my car right now once I get off the phone with you.
You can deduct that from your taxes, though, right?
I'm not quite sure.
I would get with an accountant. I recommend taxartist.com. I've been using them for a couple of years. They're good with the deductions. But I digress.
All right.
Tell me what you can do that the DRU or Domino's robotic unit cannot.
Well, I mean, like I said to Nikki, I think a robot's very impersonal, you know? I mean, I think it all starts when you call the pizza place and you start talking to that first person right on the phone, that attitude, that, you know, that contact that you get with them, you know, starts off your experience right then and there. So if you talk to a robot that has no sort of personality, no sort of, you know...
I'm not getting sold yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, this is not doing a lot for me.
I mean, I just want to push a button and the pizza appears.
Right, like with the smartphone now, I don't talk to anybody at all.
No.
I make my order on my smartphone, and then before you know it, there's my pizza.
I will say this, though. Like, there's the app where you order the pizza, and you can write a note to the guy that's making the pizza.
Right.
I do like that I can tell the guy something.
Well,
hey,
what do
man,
you tell him?
I'll tell him. I'll be like, hey, man, I really appreciate you making my pizza.
You were telling that?
It's going to be good. I'm gonna tear it up. I like doing
that. Yeah, I understand. I just know also, I mean, we have a lot of web orders and stuff with my company too, and I mean, web orders are constantly messing up, you know, they don't come through correctly. So I just think the whole personal experience of calling and talking to someone, and like you said, Drew, you like having conversations with your driver. I mean, you know, you have that conversation, you get to know somebody, you know, someone local, and I just
know
I think it's
you don't like
a lot
to get
more
to,
personal of an experience.
I don't want a personal experience. I want a personal pizza.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a quote of the day. Do me a favor, sir. Imagine you're answering the phone and give me that personal service that I'm craving so much. Ring, ring, ring. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for calling this pizza place. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I'd like to order a pie, please.
All right, what would you like on that pie, sir?
Like meatball and garlic, please.
All right, no problem, man. What size are you getting today? How hungry are you?
It's none of your damn business how hungry I am. I want a medium.
He's judging you.
I feel like you're kind of judgy.
Well, yeah.
You know, I got a special on a large two topping for you today, man. I can get you that for cheaper than the medium.
Okay, now there's a benefit.
I just want a medium, though. I don't want to be forced into a large. Then I'm going to eat more piece of pizza. Hey, I'm going to feel fat.
No problem, man. I'm trying to save you some money. Maybe put some more, you know.
I don't sound like I'm making enough money. I sound like I'm poor. I sound like some pauper who's ordering pizza.
Not at all, sir. I'm just trying to do my job.
All right.
Get some crazy bread.
You got crazy bread?
All right. Yes, sir, we do. I mean, we
How
call
crazy?
It cheesy bread. I think it's a lot better than crazy bread.
What makes it better than crazy bread? I like crazy bread.
Yeah, I love my bread cheesy. I want it crazy.
Right. Cheesy's gross to me. Crazy's awesome.
Put a crazy amount of cheese on there for you.
Yeah.
You know what? He is saying something. How many times have you ordered, hey, I want a large pizza and 20 wings,
right,
and then I want a 2-liter, and you're ordering that like a la carte, and the
right
guy goes, well, we have a special, and I didn't know about
exactly
the special until I talked to the guy.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
That is a point in favor of the pizza soldiers. All right, let me see what a robot would say if I called it and asked for some pizza. Ring, ring, ring.
What do you want on your pizza, ass face?
I would like a pepperoni and garlic with a little bit of meatballs, please. And can you get that to me quickly?
Screw you.
All right. Well, I guess there is an advantage over
I would have hung up on ass face.
Me too. 727-579-1025. What's up, Ryan? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Good, Ryan. Tell me, what are you a pizza dude, first of all?
I am a pizza dude.
All right. How long have you been doing it?
Over a year now.
All right, very good. And why should you not be replaced by the DRU or Domino's robotic unit?
Man, you know, it's kind of piggybacking off of what the guy, last guy just said, but that customer service, you know, once I get there, which is going to be a lot faster than your robot considering it only goes 12 miles an hour.
True.
Once I get there, you know, if something's wrong, I can help you right then and there, go back, grab it, come back. I mean, if you ask the robot that, is there a system on there that's going to allow you to do that? You also got to wait the other 45 minutes to get there and then 45 minutes to get back.
Oh. So it's a time issue if something is screwed up.
Yeah, of course. 12 miles an hour, that's nothing. What are they going to do on the interstate?
Oh. That's a solid point. Well, most times if you're ordering a pizza, they're not going to take an interstate to get to your house. They have a radius. Yes, you're right. What if I ask the robot, hey, robot, you screwed up my pizza order. What are you going to do about it?
I smoke hella with bra. I'll smoke you out.
Oh, I guess that's very nice of you. No pizza guy has ever offered to do that for me. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Richard, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
How we doing?
Very well, thank you. Are you a soldier of the pizza world?
I am for going on 2.5 years now.
Wow, congratulations.
My argument is going to be with the, let's say this thing runs up on an accident. Does it know back roads to get your pizza pie to your house? I don't think so. The thing isn't going to be able to navigate an accident. How is it going to know which way to go? Mm. Okay, there's 4-car pileup. Mm. Your pizza's getting cold because after how long did it say that this thing was going to be able to charge for?
Well, it can go 12 miles, but maybe it can circumnavigate that traffic accident. It can go four-wheeling and off-roading.
I doubt it. It's not going to know which way to go. Mm. It's going to get stuck in some sand. I mean, there's sand everywhere in Florida. It's going to get stuck in sand, and then your pizza's getting bum-rushed by a bunch of bums.
Thank you, sir. Very convincing argument. What do you have to say about that, pizza robot?
Let me pump my top for you and show you my hoots.
Oh, boy.
You can take my back road anytime.
Oh, this all of a sudden is looking much better. I'm on Team Robot for sure. Domino's is rolling out the DRU, or Domino's Robotic Unit. It is a self-driving pizza delivery drone. It can hit speeds of 12 miles per hour. It has sensors so it does not run into obstacles. A built-in oven to make sure your pizza stays warm the entire trip.
Now, do I still have to walk out to the end of the driveway to this thing? Or
yeah,
what?
I think so. I think you probably have to go out there and get it.
Okay.
I think. Not sure. Mike, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
What's up, man?
Hey, bro. Oh, this is definitely a pizza. Definitely a pizza guy right here. How long you been slinging pie?
3 years.
All right. And what can you offer me that the DRU cannot?
Well, it's simple. People steal everything nowadays. You can't tell me nobody's going to steal that thing right out of the sky and break it open.
Okay.
People steal ATM machines.
All right.
And plus, I've been working at the same place for 3 years. I've got loyal customers just like you got loyal listeners.
Oh.
They call up, they order the Bob Marley Extra Crispy, I got them.
Sorry, the Bob Marley Extra Crispy, I would assume you would bring a little bit of a little bit extra with that pizza pie?
Got some extra oregano for you.
A little extra oregano. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's joking.
I don't know either.
This guy will give you something extra. AIDS.
Oh, God, I definitely don't want to order that then.
No, that's not a topic.
Oh, no way. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Chad, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Not okay.
Hey, Drew. Simply put, a robot can't do what I can do when you order extra anchovies.
What do you do when I order extra anchovies?
I bring the special meat.
Okay.
Oh. He's got a tiny wiener.
Oh, I'm sorry. My pizza robot says that you've got a tiny wiener.
But I don't. Senior Pizza says no.
Oh, well, Senior Pizza was an imaginary thing in a movie.
It was. Thanks, Drew.
Right. To Pump Chump.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Do you tip like the DRU, the Domino's robotic unit?
I'm not getting pizza from a robot.
Why not?
No, I don't like it.
No?
No. I'm anti-Sun Pass because I don't want to put the toll workers out of business.
Do you get pizza delivered to your house? I never do.
Nah, I don't either. I go get it.
Me too. Like, I don't want somebody knowing where I live. Like, call me crazy, but like, you know, a pizza guy knows where I live.
Well, you think, hey, I say my pizza's for Drew Garabo, they're automatically going to know who you are and then they know where you live?
Yeah. I mean, not automatically, but chances are good that someone who works in that pizza shop, I've hung up on them or said something horrible, either about them or something that they believe in.
So why don't you get a pizza name when you order it? That way you don't have to leave your domicile ever.
I need a pizza alias?
Yeah, like you can be Paul Boutique or something.
Brilliant.
I know.
Now they're going to know that I'm Paul Boutique.
All right,
we'll
come up with something on your own.
I like Paul Boutique,
though. You're a clever guy.
Paul Boutique is pretty good. Yes, can you deliver that to me? My name is Paul Boutique.
Jones.
yeah, we got a one to dig him up a special. Extra ball juice on it, bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.